Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, 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 and amen again. Truly, this is the day that the Lord hath made, and I have rejoiced, and I have been glad in this day all day long. It's another day that the Lord hath kept me from all evil. He has protected me from the snares of the enemy. And I just want to let you know that I am thanking God. I'm praising my Savior all the day long. For this is my story, and this is my song. I am praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story tonight, and this is the song. I love the Lord, and I won't take it back because he is so good to me. I tell you, it's been hot here, but that's okay. We thank God that we have power to turn it on to keep us cool. We're praying for those people that's over there in Puerto Rico and several places that don't have any power, don't have any water. You know, it's important that we have water. We take water for granted. You can live without light, but you can't live without water. And you need clean water. So we just thank God, and that God is mindful, and that he's a good God. No, does God send storms and put people in distress like that? He's not that kind of God. He's an all-loving God. He's a faithful God. But the devil is the prince of the air, and he gets into the atmosphere, and he causes these things to go this way. If you don't believe me, read in Revelation where the devil sent a flood, but God intervened and opened up the earth and let the earth drink the water. God didn't send that flood. The devil did. So there are things that happen, and we ask, well, why? But God is not in it. It's the devil's job to kill, steal, and destroy. Take away from us. Take our loved ones away from us. Take our houses. When you see the storm and it flattens some people's houses, God also gets in the mix because somebody's going to be blessed. I don't care how bad the storm is, someone is going to be blessed in that storm. Yes, some are going to have sorrow. Some are going to have pain. Some are going to feel the chaos. But by the same token, there's someone else that can say, I was blessed in the storm. I was blessed and brought up by the Lord. I always think about Hugo. When Hugo hit South Carolina, and the old mother was on CBS News talking about Hugo the storm. Some of you may not remember, but I remember her testimony. I don't remember her name, but I remember her testimony. And she was living in her old trailer. She had no water in her trailer. She had to tote, as she said. I had to tote my water. Old woman. She said, I had no electric lights in my trailer. And then she began to thank God. She said, but I thank God for Hugo. She said, because now I got a new brand trailer with running water and electricity. So you see, somebody else suffered the chaos and the turmoil of Hugo, but mother was also blessed by Hugo. There isn't, I want to let you know tonight, that there isn't anything that the devil plan against us that God can't use it to bless us. Somebody said, anyway, bless me, Lord, I'll be satisfied. And I'm saying that to you tonight. Stand up and tell God, God, anyway, you bless me, I'll be satisfied. Yes, yes, it may seem hard. It may feel hard, and it may make you think that I don't know about tomorrow, but I just live day by day. I don't borrow from the future, for its clouds may turn to gray. Oh, but we got to learn how to give God the glory I told you all on last week, Mother Janie wasn't on with us last week. Thank God Mother is in the host queue. She's waiting to come on. Not going to keep her much longer. We've been 2 long weeks without our mother. But I know where she was, and I inform you all where she was. She's with us tonight, you all, and I thank God for her. But when I think about it, what God has done, my God, today, I feel like I'm David tonight for some reason. David said, I just dance, 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 dance. When the Spirit of the Lord comes upon my heart, I will dance like David danced. David, praise God, so till he came out of his clothes. Now, what clothes he came out, I don't know. I don't think David was completely naked. I think his robe might have came off or whatever. Like with me, I was preaching, and this is the truth. I always speak the truth anyway. But I preached so till I felt like my skirt was going to fall off of me while I was preaching. And while I was preaching, I said, it feels like my skirt's getting ready to come off. And my pastor was paying attention. And the elastic, I had my suit cleaned so much until that heat from the dry cleaners, it will deteriorate your elastic waist in your clothing. And somehow or another, the enemy tried to stop me. And the elastic gave loose, and my skirt dropped down to my ankles. But I didn't stop preaching. I kept on preaching. And my pastor ran and grabbed something and wrapped it around me, and I kept right on preaching and walking with that microphone. And she was walking right along with me. But I wasn't worried, and I wasn't embarrassed because I had on slips, pantyhose, panties. So what did they see? They saw a beautiful lace slip, you know, silk with the lace at the tail. Looked just as pretty as the skirt I had on. If I didn't tell you and if you didn't see it, you wouldn't have known. So we got to learn to not let the enemy buffet us. That if we got our eyes on Jesus, don't care what it looked like, we still have to stay focused. See, I didn't lose my focus. I kept on preaching. I didn't lose my focus. The enemy couldn't stop me. And the folk were blessed. I think I'm the one that remembered it more than they do, because they forgot about it. But I use it from time to time to bless someone. The enemy gonna come in like a flood. But let me tell you something. You can't drown when it come in like a flood. Swim, baby, swim. Because God said he'd raise up a standard. When the enemy comes in like a flood, he said he'd raise up a standard. And I want you to know tonight that no matter what it looked like, God is on your side. Oh, bless his name. Now, I'm getting ready to decrease. So our Mother Janie, hallelujah, is with us tonight. And we're here at Glory United Ministries. Pastor Patricia Benjamin, love our dear Mother Janie. And we miss her. And we had to carry on without her. But the thing was, we had to carry on. And Jesus told him, said, occupy till I come. So we went on the air without Mother 2 weeks in a row. But she's here tonight. And I'm going to get out of her way and let her let go and let God have his way. Come on, let's give a big round of applause for our dear Mother Jalen. God bless you, Mother. Welcome back to Blog Talk Radio. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Good afternoon, everybody that's on the Virgil line here tonight. First of all, I want to give honor to God, who is the head of my life. And not to belong the time, But there, like I told Pastor Patricia, there was so much things going on. And you know, my mom, she died when she been about 89 years old. And they say as soon as you go through one thing, before you get over that, then you look around, something else coming up. So anyway, when we go to church, I remember Reverend Hodges preaching, and he would always say, God is in control. You know, if you're going to worry about something, he said, don't pray. And if you're going to pray, don't worry, because God is still in control. And I carry that every day of my life. I carry that with me. And we thank God for him, which we have now a new pastor, and everything ain't organized right, not even with the choir back. Little 3-4 people show up. And it's just got to get back in the circulation. And like Reverend Jones is our new pastor, like he said, it's going to take time because we've been through a lot. We've been through a whole lot with the virus and everything. But God is still in control. And tonight, I ain't going to belong to time, but I'm going to sing this song, especially for Pastor Patricia with all she's been through. And I want to sing this song for Reverend Hodges, because on his last day of leaving Anavester, I was sitting in the audience in the church, and he asked me to do this song for him. And the first song I want to sing is When I Need Him Most. I know I sang this song before, and God lay on my heart to do it again. When I need him most, when I need him most, you know Jesus stepped right in. When I need him most,
sing, mother.
Oh, when I need him most, you know Jesus stepped right in. Anybody need the Lord tonight? You know he will step right in. When you need Jesus most, oh, 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 when you need Jesus most, you know Jesus will step right in. When you need him most, oh, 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 when you need him most, you know Jesus, I say Jesus will step right in. Oh, in your home, he will step right in. On your job, he will step right in. In the schools, he will step right in. On your sick bed, he will step right in. In the church, he will, oh yes, he will, oh yes, he will. He will step right in. And this song, I'm going to do a piece of this. This is one of Reverend Hodges' favorite songs. And everybody, we keep mentioning, keep Reverend Hodges in your prayer. He's doing much, much better. And one of his favorite songs he asked me to do, anytime I sing, he want to hear this song. the Lord have done so much for me. He have opened doors I could not see. You better keep on trust him, for his word is true. Don't you know that he already done what he said he will do? The Lord have done so much for you. He have opened doors that you could not see. You better keep on trust him, for his word is true. And you know that he's already done what he said he will do. The Lord have done so much for me. He have opened doors that I could not see. You better keep on trust him, for his word is true. Word is true. You know that he's already done. He's already done what he said he will do. You better keep on trust him, for his word is true. And you know that he's already done.
Well, praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Seem to be right at this time. There's some problems with the telephone, but we're going on in Jesus' name. Sissy, if you can hear me, text me, please, at my 302-538 telephone number. Talking to my sissy, if you can hear me, because I'm not sure if there is a telephone problem or if it's a blog talk problem. I cannot see the screen. But the Lord has done. He's already done what he said he gonna do. He's already done. This is what she was singing. He's already done what he said he gonna do. For the Lord has done so much for me. He's opened doors that I could not see. I just want to thank him, she was saying, because his word is true. You know, he's already done. He's already done what he said he gonna do. I tell you, God is a good God, and he's worthy to be praised. We've got to praise God no matter what it looked like. No matter what it looked like, we've got to praise my Jesus. Oh, I know what it's like when you don't want to praise him, and you have to praise him. But God is a good God, and he is worthy to be praised. Oh, bless his name. The Lord has done so much for you, and you, and you, and you, and you. For he's opened the doors that you could not see. I'm trying to reach my sister even now, and I'm not getting a response. I don't know what's going on the air in South Carolina. I know earlier today my sister called me and said that she had no Wi-Fi, so I don't know what is going on. But we're going on in Jesus' name. I am connected to Blog Talk Radio, and apparently my phone line is still open. I hate that we didn't get to hear our precious mother finish her song. But again, I was saying earlier that we have to stay focused. No matter what the enemy is doing, we have to stay focused. Is that right? Don't care what little snare he throws, we have to stay focused. We have to. Because he will try to get you off your path. He will try his best to block you from going forward in the Lord. Any way that he can stop you, he will. You know how I said earlier, any way you bless me, Lord, I'll be satisfied. Well, he wants to turn those words away from you. He doesn't want you to give God the praise. He doesn't want you to give God the glory. He wants you to forget about who God is. He doesn't want you to have a life in Christ Jesus. Any way he can stop you, he will. If he can send a distraction, he'll do that too. I'm going to pause for a moment. I want to find out what's going on with these phones, because right now my cell phone doesn't want to get out. So just let me take a moment to see what I got going on here. Just give me a moment. I'm going to keep talking and giving God the praise, giving God the glory. You know, these storms and things, a lot of our phone equipment comes from overseas. You have no clue where you're getting your sound from. Right now, my cell phone is not getting any sound. So, but we're going on. In Jesus' name, just 1 second, please. The phone is working. The one I'm talking to you on, it's working. I don't understand why the other phone isn't working, but it's okay. We're going on in Jesus' name. For the battle is not yours. It belongs to the Lord. I apologize to Mother. I don't know what happened. I kept hearing her phone as if it was going out. It was going in and out. So I don't know what went on there. But we're going to move on. We're going to the Word of God. Let's go to Ephesians. Last week I brought the message from Ephesians, the second chapter of Ephesians. This week I was going back to finish up around the 9th verse of the book of Ephesians. It says, having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he had purposed in himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. You know, last week, we were talking about God and his mercy and his goodness and his grace and how he saved us and brought us into being. I hope some of you remember what the scripture was saying last week. Usually I'll tell you we're going to finish it and then I go and preach something else, but I want you to know that the second chapter of Ephesians says, that was the first that I was reading, those two verses, and this is how it began last week, and you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past you walked, or ye walked, according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air. Now, when I got on earlier, I was telling you about the prince of the air, which is the devil. And he gets into these storms. It may start out being just a normal little storm, nothing to destroy anyone or anything, but he gets into it and turn it into a disaster, that it work against people, that he's going to show that he's in control, that he's in charge. Well, in the second chapter of Ephesians, it let us know, it backs me up to where I said the devil was the prince of the air. Well, you can read it for yourself, that the enemy is the prince of the air. So he causes these catastrophic things to take place. God doesn't have to send a storm to kill me. If God wants to take me off of the face of the earth, he can just do me like he did Lazarus and call my name and say, come to me, Patricia. Come. I'm calling you. And I will follow his voice. And I will come to Jesus. Oh, bless his name. He doesn't have to send a storm to take me out of here. He can just call my name. In fact, I believe that's what he does anyway. When a person has been in an accident and it is a fatal accident, I really, truly believe that because of the magnitude of the accident and all that took place in that accident, God called you out of that pain, that God says, come. And by the time the paramedics get there and the police and the fire department and even your family members or some passerbyers get there, you're already gone. So they're looking down, seeing that your neck is broke, your chest has caved in, your legs have been cut off, and they're saying, oh, God, that poor person. God said, come and lift your soul out of that pain so all that you see is a tragedy, but that person didn't experience it because God's love lifted them out of that tragedy. That's the kind of God we serve. The prince of the air causes havoc in our life, but God's love lifts us up allow God's love to lift us. You can stay bound if you choose to. But God has extended his love to you or towards you in the direction in which you are in. All you have to do is just tap in. Tap into the love of God. And yes, maybe you may be in pain, but his love will comfort you. His love will guide you to a peaceful place that you can have peace in the midst of the storm, and where everyone else is in turmoil, you'll have peace. I remember when I first met Dr. Scott back in 2012. And I had a sling on my right shoulder, my arm, rather. And I was walking, taking my late afternoon walk. And he recognized me, and he had never saw me before. And I'm walking in the heat, and he spoke. I spoke, and he said, "What happened to your arm?" And I said, "I fell." And I thought, well, he's very nosy. He don't know me. Why is he so nosy? But that was how the conversation began. And he introduced himself, and I said, "Hi." And I said, "My name is Pat." And he said, "Well, nice to meet you. What are you doing about your shoulder?" I'm saying, "Well, what's up with this dude?" And I said, "It's okay." He says, "Well, I can help you with your shoulder. I have a ministry called the Light Giver." I said, "Yeah." And he said, "I can heal your shoulder." And I'm saying to myself, "I don't even know you. There's no telling what you might be trying to do, what you up to, what you about." And didn't know 9 years later that I'd be his wife. But however, I said, "No, sir. I said, I'm fine. I said, I have for my pain." He said, "Do you have pain?" I said, "Yes. But I have Jesus and Percocet." And I didn't say it nicely either, because you're really getting on my nerves, sir. This is my shoulder and it's none of your business. And I don't know you and you're not going to touch me. And he says, "Oh." I said, "I am a Christian. I am saved and I have the Holy Ghost." And he says, "Oh, well, where do you go to church?" So I told him. And I said, "If God don't do it, then it won't get done." But in other words, I was trying to tell him, "But you won't do it, because I don't know nothing about you." So, but you see how things happen. The enemy is always trying to distract you any way he can, by whomever he can. Just want to let you stay focused. That's what you have to do. That's what God started out with in the beginning tonight. Stay focused. Don't let anybody or anything distract you, because the devil really don't care if you make it or not. Could care less. So last week said, "Where in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air." But you see, you can't stay there. When God had need for you, you start out walking according to the prince of the air, who mean you no good. He's always up to no good. That's his job. Believe it or not, that's the devil's resume. It hasn't changed. But watch this. In that same verse, I don't even know if we'll get to finish this tonight, because I'm back out here again. It had to be for someone that needs to understand it. Someone needs to grab a hold of this. And I mean hold on to it as tight as you can, because God wants you to walk out from the enemy who is trying to destroy you. But yet you keep hanging around. Come out. God's got your back. Come on out. Step out. Be bold. Walk in the light. Stop walking in darkness. You see what the enemy has to offer. Lies and deceit, murders, all of these things, they don't come from God. They come from the devil, the prince of the air. He's running rampant. Come out. Don't stay there. He don't care about you. He don't like you. Come out. Come out. Because in that same scripture, Ephesians 2, verse 2, where it says, where in time past ye walk according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, comma, the spirit. Watch this. Look at this. Get your Bibles out. Come on. Work with me. The spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. So that spirit, it is now working. It is now working in the children of disobedience. That's why we got all these guns in the street. That's why we have all this trouble. You know, I don't think they carry knives anymore. It's just guns. I want to make sure that I kill you. Just guns. These are the children of disobedience. They are not hearing from God. They are worshiping and a part of the prince of the air, who is in control. Yes, the psalmist tells us that the earth is the Lord, and the fullness thereof, and the world and they that dwell therein. Yes, the world, the earth, it all belong to God, but the devil is in. Thank you, Father. Amongst whom also we all had our conversation in time past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. God wants someone to get this. God wants someone to get this. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, I told you that God will extend is love in a situation. God will extend his love towards you to bring you up, as David said, he brought me up out of a horrible pit. With his love, he brought me up. I used to hear my brother, Pastor Michael, say, he brought me up out of a horrible pit. And the way my brother, Pastor Michael, would say, he brought me up out of a horrible pit, he would have tears in his voice and tears in his eyes. And I would be sitting there teary-eyed because it was almost the way that he was saying that you could see that pit that he was in. And he was giving thanks to God, bringing him out of that mess that he was in. But it was God's love. The song said they hung him high, they stretched him wide for me. He bled and died. That's love. That's love. And the other song says, I was sinking deep in sin, far from that peaceful shore. I was very deeply stained with sin. I was sinking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry from the waters. He lifted me. Now save am I. Love lifted me. God is extending his love tonight. He's either extending his love to life or death. To life or death. My father, 45 years ago, passed away. Couldn't even swallow anymore. Veins had collapsed, and the only way they could give him medicine for his pain was the jugular vein, the vein in your neck. So the only way they could give him morphine was to give it to him in his neck. But the hand of God reached down with love and said, Melvin, come. God lifted his soul up out of that turmoil, that chaos, that sickness that the devil brings, the pain. That's why it said in heaven there's no more pain, no more tears, no more sorrow, no more. But it's God's love that lifts you. And God can do as he chooses. God can allow his love to lift you and bring you home. Or God can allow his love with mercy to allow you to stay here. But either way, it is God's love that does this. Oh, he makes the difference. Ah, I'm excited about Jesus. But God, who is rich, verse number 4, in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sin, hath quickened us together with Christ. By grace ye are saved, and hath raised us up together and made us sit together, hallelujah, in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That's ages to come, he might show the excellent, exceedingly riches of his grace and his kindness towards us through Christ Jesus. For by grace, verse 8, are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourself. So you didn't do it. You can't do this yourself. It has to be orchestrated through Christ Jesus. You can't fix this. You cannot make this happen. You are not in charge. This is a God thing. Grace comes from God. Mercy comes from God. The greatest love there is comes from God. You can't touch this. No, no, no. You can't touch this. MC Hammer already told you can't touch this. I'm telling you tonight, you can't touch this. Not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. That's where we stopped at last week, verse number 9. We got down here to 10. This is where I was supposed to begin tonight. But I told you all before, my steps are ordered by the Lord. And where he leads me, I follow. And whatever he tells me to do and however he tells me to do, that's the way I go. Sometimes it's a little strange. A man says, Lord, how am I coming out? Because I don't know a bit more know what I'm saying. But it's okay. If Jesus is leading you, you're going to come out. All right. But we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Wherefore, remember that ye being in time past Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision by that which is called the uncircumcision, and that in the flesh made by hands, that at that time ye were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope. Look at this. When God comes into your life, you don't sit in hopeless places any longer. You got hope now. He makes the difference. Oh, bless his name. Having no hope and without God in the world. You, some of you still sitting here in the world without God in your life. Oh, you heard his name. You heard, you know, folk that go to church. But that doesn't mean anything to you because Jesus is not in your life. Oh, you know, oh, yeah, I know, you know his name. But if you were dead in the grave, and when Jesus comes to get the saints up out of the grave, and the first trumpet sound, the scripture tells us, when the first trumpet sound, the dead in Christ is going to rise. If you don't have him on the inside, you will not be getting up. Not in the first trump. You'll get up in the second trump, which is dead, and that's the one that's going to hell for sure. Read it. Get your Bible and read. Google it. It'll help you. I'm almost done. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometime were far off are made nigh by the blood of Christ. See, it's a blood thing. It's a blood thing. For he is our peace. Yeah, and the song said, you are my peace, and I worship you. You are my for he is our peace, who have made both one, and have broken down the middle wall of partition. between us, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, even the law of condemnation. No, that ain't so. The devil is trying to put words in our head. Commendations, okay? Commandments. Lucy is saying he's having fun tonight, but it's okay. Contained an ordinance for to make in himself a twain one new man, so making peace, and that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain thereby, and came and preached peace to you which were afar off, and to them that were nigh. For through him we both have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Oh, it's a spiritual thing. I'm almost done. Now, therefore, ye are no more strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God, and are built upon the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, oh, bless his name, in whom all the building fitly framed together groweth unto a holy temple in the Lord. The last verse, verse number 22. In whom ye also are builded together for a habitation of God through the Spirit. And the Spirit of the Lord is always. And the Scripture and the Word of God is always blessed. I thank God for allowing us to finish that second of Ephesians, verse 1 down to 22. We stopped last week. I was to start at verse 9 tonight, but God had me to read two verses out of Ephesians 1 and then go back over and start with 2 and then finish it tonight in its entirety. And we're going to close out tonight. I don't know what happened, but I thank God for Mother Janie. I wasn't able to get my sister, so I don't know what went on down in South Carolina that they lost power. But however, we were able to go on Blog Talk and bring the Word of God. So anyone that can be in touch with anyone from South Carolina that might have missed the service tonight, tell them to go into the archives 15 minutes after I'm off the air if they have a phone, or do it tomorrow or Saturday if they feel like it, and pull up this message tonight. Today's date is what, the 21st of September? It's out there. Google my name, Blog Talk Radio, Glory United Ministries, WGUM.net. You should be able to pull up my sermons. And you can click on, select you want to hear, and just listen. Oh, bless his name. Don't choose those that were back in the 2012, 13, 14, 15. I think then I was preaching for 2 hours. But I've learned to bring it in within an hour, and I was trying to bring it down to a half an hour, but one of our listeners from California said, no, that's too quick. So I went back up towards the hour mark. So we're going to close out tonight with my dear friend, Brother Walter Hawkins, singing What Is is this. Amen. God bless you all. Until next week, to God be the glory. Don't let the devil get you unfocused. Hold your peace. God bless you.
It keeps setting my soul on fire. Whatever it is, it's gonna be.
Have a good night.